From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Polls have just closed in Pennsylvania, and based on early exit polls, Senator Hillary Clinton appears to have a lead over Senator Barack Obama, but the race is too close to call. It's been a big and sometimes bruising battle in a big state for the two Democratic candidates. Each is hoping to face Republican John McCain in the general election in November.
Tonight's election in Pennsylvania is not expected to be decisive. For those trying to keep count at home, this is the 17th election or caucus day this year, and there are six more to follow. 43 states, plus the District of Columbia, territories, and Democrats abroad have weighed in so far, with nine more Democratic contests set through June 3rd. But back to tonight. Joining me now is NPR's David Green, who's been covering the Clinton campaign. He's at the Park Hyatt Hotel in Philadelphia. That's primary night headquarters for Hillary Clinton. Hello, David.
Hi, Robert.
What are people there saying about the primary results?
Well, people are feeling pretty confident straight up to the candidate herself. You know, she spoke to reporters, Hillary Clinton did earlier today at a polling station, and she was downplaying any expectation that she was going to win big. She said she thinks that a win is a win, but she was also speaking like she felt very good. She was suggesting that if she does win, it's going to be an indication that Barack Obama can't close the deal as the nominee. He had a financial advantage coming in here. Why can't he win a state like this? And then she added, if that's the way it turns out. So careful to add the caveat, but she was sounding like she was expecting a good night.
David, has the Clinton campaign accepted this notion that a double-digit victory would be a winning big and that less than that somehow would not be a significant sign of strength?
Definitely not. And they've worked hard to sort of dispel that notion. I mean, Hillary Clinton said a win is a win, and they've really been playing up the extent to which they were at a financial disadvantage, talking about Barack Obama spending a lot more money on advertising. And what Hillary Clinton's advisors have said is he really put his brand on the line in Pennsylvania. He could have decided to just sort of hand the state over to Hillary Clinton when she was ahead in the polls. He decided to play ball here, they say. And given that's the case, this is a meaningful victory no matter how big it is. At least that's the message from the Clinton campaign tonight.
And the evening is still young. The polls only closed about 9 minutes ago, so we have much to do yet. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you, Robert.
That's NPR's David Green at Clinton Primary Night Headquarters in Philadelphia.
And we're going to go now to David's compadre in this long slog, NPR's Don Gagne, who's been covering the Barack Obama campaign. And Don, the Obama campaign has already moved on to Indiana, I gather.
He is airborne as we speak. He left Philadelphia in the last 25 minutes, Philadelphia, where he did all the obligatory things today. He had a Philly cheesesteak and started off the day eating pancakes. But we expect him in about an hour and a half to show up here at this arena in Evansville, Indiana.
We heard David say that the Clinton people are expecting a good night. What's the mood with the Obama campaign?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, there are no campaign people here to really talk to yet. But I can tell you what the candidate was saying today. He was asked about that notion that Hillary Clinton needs a big win, and he said, "Hey, listen, a win is a win. 50+1 is a win. Don't get the idea that if I come in at 45% today, that I'm going to feel well. That was a good showing. That was a consolation prize. They did fight hard in Indiana. They did really put it on the line." And let's not forget that they probably outspent Hillary Clinton 3-1, maybe more than 3-1 in television ads and the like. That said, Obama himself said this week he didn't expect to win the state. So despite his rhetoric today, I think they're going to feel just fine if it's relatively close, if it's less than a double-digit margin for Senator Clinton.
So one thing at least that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton can agree on is the line, a win is a win.
Exactly. And the other thing the Obama campaign, David Axelrod, his chief strategist, has said, don't put too much on Pennsylvania. It's one more state along the way. There are nine more contests. And that's why tonight, on the night of the Pennsylvania returns, Senator Obama will be in Indiana, which is seen as the next really competitive state.
You know, the line repeated by the Clinton campaign in the last week or so has been, if Senator Obama has spent this much money in this state and has not been able to pull off a victory, what does that say? What does that say both about his strength in the primary and also his potential strength in the general election? How does the campaign respond to that?
They say, listen, when it's Barack Obama against John McCain in the fall, these voters who maybe preferred Hillary Clinton this time are going to look at what Obama stands for, what McCain stands for, and they say that that is an argument that they are anxious to make. It's a pitch that they will make to these voters, and they're confident that they will be able to win these states, that, that Democrats are thinking, A, should be blue states in the fall, but also that need to be blue states in the fall if a Democrat's going to win the White House.
Okay, that's NPR's Don Gagne, who is waiting for Barack Obama to arrive in Evansville, Indiana, for his election night rally tonight. Don, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.